But, you know, I do see that there's something at work in him that's not human. I don't like it. It's animalistic.
I don't know about animalistic. I think it's technoistic, personally. We're all animals.
Trump needs an exorcism. Is what it really comes down to.
Well, that'll be the last note.
That may sound Lulu, but I'm not thinking right now.
They tried to exorcise the Pentagon back in, 68, 69. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you for everybody for calling. Glad to be back. We may be able to catch a little bit of class war by the Dills or not. Anyway, bye, everybody. Thanks, Ty.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Queen Ida, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM on your radio. Your spot for Cajun and Zydeco music, Bon Ton Roulet.
Let's go now, yeah.
Tune in at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday for Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM.
Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. On this show, we are delving into the intriguing realms of daydreaming and visualization. Have you ever been caught staring off into space, only to snap back to reality and wonder where your mind wandered? Or perhaps you've been told to visualize success, but aren't quite sure how that's different from a midday musing. You're not alone. Daydreaming and visualization may seem like mental opposites. One feels like a carefree drift down a lazy river, while the other one's more like a focused GPS on your goals. But what if I told you they both have a place in your life? In this episode, we're unpacking these two mental superpowers, exploring their differences, and discovering how to balance the benefits of dreaming big and thinking strategically. Let's turn those cloud-watching moments into life-launching plans. So grab a comfy seat, let your thoughts meander, but not too far, and let's embark on this mental adventure together. To set the stage, let's clarify what we mean by daydreaming and visualization. Daydreaming is a spontaneous and unstructured flow of thoughts that can transport you away from the present moment. It's often a way to escape boredom or entertain oneself, allowing the mind to wander freely. On the other hand, visualization is a deliberate and structured mental process where you create vivid images or scenarios in your mind to achieve a specific goal or outcome. It's commonly used in practices like sports psychology and personal development to enhance performance and manifest desired results. Mark Morgan goes a little deeper on the definition. Visualization is like daydreaming on purpose. Found at NeuroTracker. When you daydream, your mind visualizes things almost without any effort on your part. That means you already have the ability to visualize. Mark is going to outline, from a neuroscience perspective, why visualization is actually like daydreaming on purpose, and more importantly, how you can apply this knowledge to help you succeed in any endeavor. Everyone has the capacity to daydream, but here's the catch. It's random by its very nature. It happens unexpectedly, and there's usually no specific purpose behind it. Images come and go as they please, often without any logical connection. Visualization, however, is not random. It's not unexpected. It's usually undertaken with a definite purpose or goal in mind before you begin. Images will still come and go, but now you're focusing on those images, on their relationship to each other, and on their significance to your underlying goal or purpose. The brain is the most complex structure in the known universe and the most powerful supercomputer in the world. Through the remarkable nature of neuroplasticity, it's also highly adaptive with the right kind of stimulation. Whether you think about doing something or you actually do it, the same neural pathways are activated, triggering changes in your brain state and learning. In fact, visualization can also create motor learning effects. Daydreaming about playing tennis, for instance, can actually help you become a more skillful player. To some extent, this happens just simply watching other people perform tasks. This is because mirror neurons actually stimulate the experience internally. For example, one study showed that in a comparison to hours actually played, golf caddies punch well above their weight making shots on the course because their minds and bodies have simulated practice through watching others so much. The reason this phenomenon exists is that the brain cannot distinguish between a real experience or one you imagine. The same thought patterns develop. With real vision, it's possible to realize your dreams, no matter how big or far away they might seem. Whatever you want to achieve, you already have the power. If you can imagine yourself doing something, there's no reason why you can't actually do it. And that brings us to another astonishing fact, which is that your brain is already geared for success. You may have experienced this yourself at one time or another. It happens when you're busy doing something, trying hard to find a solution to a problem and getting nowhere. You're stuck, and you can't find a way forward. You know there's a simple solution, but for some reason, you can't quite put your finger on it. Eventually, you stop working, take a break, relax, and start doing something completely different. Then, when you're not thinking about the problem, the solution just pops into your head. The same thing happens when you're learning a new skill. Perhaps you're struggling with a difficult sport technique, or a second language, or trying to prepare a proposal for an important project. You work and work away at it, seeming to get nowhere. So you stop, focus on something else, and forget it for a while. And then, when you're busy with something else and no longer thinking about it, the information you need to move forward seems to appear out of nowhere. Those of us who do a lot of driving often get good ideas on the road. Flashes of inspiration seemingly pop out of nowhere. This can also occur in the shower, or even while shaving or brushing your hair. In his book, The New Psycho-Cybernetics, updated by Dan Kennedy, author Maxwell Maltz explains the phenomenon like this. Once again, we're back to the power of the human brain, and more specifically, the unconscious mind. It's at the core of the process and the real engine behind this mechanism. While you're busy working away, looking for a solution, neurons are making connections. They're actively acquiring new data, linking together to assimilate all the information. And even when you consciously stop focusing on the problem at hand, your brain keeps right on going, working in the background to fill in the gaps and come up with an answer. What's great about this mechanism is that we all have it, and it simply involves distracting yourself from the problem at hand. It isn't reserved for scientists, artists, inventors, or authors. Some people might make more frequent use of it than others, but everyone has the capacity to benefit from it. There are lots of different names for what's going on here, like breakthrough moments, inspiration, ingenuity, revelation, spark, illumination, vision, insight, and flash of genius. Whatever you call them, they all have one thing in common. They give you the power to turn the things you imagine into reality. With this simple recipe, you can set yourself up for flashes of genius and beyond. So get ready to succeed at levels way past your dreams. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty of daydreaming versus visualization. Picture this. You're sitting at your desk, staring out the window. Suddenly, your mind drifts to an imaginary scenario where you're starring in a hit Netflix series about your life. Because obviously, your life is binge-worthy, right? That's daydreaming. A spontaneous, unstructured journey that your mind takes for fun, creativity, or maybe just to avoid doing whatever you're doing. Now, imagine this instead. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and deliberately visualize yourself nailing your next big presentation. You see the room, the audience hanging on your every word, and you feel that surge of confidence as you deliver a flawless performance. That's visualization. Structured, goal-oriented, and purposeful. See the difference? One's like going on a joyride with no destination, and the other's like using GPS to get exactly where you need to go. Both can be valuable, but knowing when to lean in to each is the secret sauce. So let's do a little exercise to really understand the difference between these two mental activities. Grab a notebook or open a notes app and let's go. Number one, daydreaming phase. Okay, set a timer for 5 minutes. Not right now, but take a note. Let your mind wander freely. No rules, no restrictions. Write down any thoughts, any scenarios or ideas that pop into your head. It doesn't have to make sense or have a purpose. Just let your imagination flow. Maybe you're a world-famous chef and you're living on a tropical island with a pet monkey. I don't know. Go wild. Number two, visualization phase. Now, reset your timer for another 5 minutes, but this time, focus on something you want to achieve. Picture it in as much detail as possible. What does success look like? How do you feel? What steps are you taking to make it happen? Write down the specifics of this visualization. Nothing is too detailed. After the exercise, take a look at your notes. Your daydreams might feel playful, random, or maybe even a little absurd, while your visualization notes should feel structured and goal-oriented. Notice how both have value. One sparks creativity and freedom, and the other drives focus and motivation. If you find yourself daydreaming too much when you're trying to visualize, that's okay. Your mind just needs a little training. Try grounding techniques like deep breathing or focusing on a specific object to bring yourself back to the present and regain control. One way to do this is to notice your hands and feet. Sounds crazy, but wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. Stretch out your hands, stretch out your feet, and this can help bring you back to the present. This simple experiment helps you tune into how your mind works and gives you a clear sense of when to let it wander and when to focus it with purpose. It's not about choosing one over the other. It's about learning to use both effectively, like switching gears in a car. Sometimes you need to cruise. Other times you gotta put the pedal to the metal. Daydreaming isn't just a waste of time. It has its perks. It can reduce stress and anxiety, help solve problems, and stimulate diverse parts of the brain, fostering creativity. However, excessive daydreaming can lead to procrastination and distract you from important tasks. It's all about balance. Barbara Field shares 5 positive effects of daydreaming found at Very Well Mind. When we daydream, our mind wanders to faraway places, putting us in a dreamlike state even when fully awake. Research suggests that as much as 50% of our waking hours are spent daydreaming. This may leave you concerned that you're wasting time or not as productive as you'd like to be. Certainly, daydreaming isn't always a good idea, like when you're driving or in another situation where attention is required. However, as long as it's safe to do so, giving yourself permission to get lost in a daydream can provide several positive effects, like these. Daydreaming breaks are not just fun, they're necessary. Our brains cannot maintain focus and productivity nonstop. Good brain health requires regular periods of relaxation. When these periods involve letting our mind wander, it helps reduce our anxiety. By tuning out the noisy outside world, you allow yourself to flow freely. This fosters mental relaxation and exploration by putting us in an alpha wave state. While in the alpha zone, we're calm and we don't think of anything with forced vigor. After a long day at work or a disagreement with a friend, let your mind float away to something completely unrelated and pleasurable. This can help you distance yourself from worrisome circumstances. Having a tool like daydreaming at your disposal is useful, especially when we're dealing with perceived threats or an overly busy environment. It's another tool in your mental health toolkit to evade stress and anxiety. If you feel yourself getting more and more anxious, take these steps to help you get into a more relaxed daydreaming state. Look away from your desk, work, or any distractions. Next, breathe in deeply. Then breathe out slowly. Repeat. Lastly, think of something pleasant that has meaning to you. You might imagine yourself at your favorite spot where you like to hike in the woods. Or you might think about the new car you'd like to buy. What color would it be? What features would it have? Can you imagine yourself feeling great in the driver's seat? Daydreams aren't merely mini escapes. Allowing your thoughts to roam around revitalizes you. Most of us can benefit from approaching our problems with a fresh perspective. You're able to return to them more refreshed. Besides having a fresh perspective, daydreaming seems to work better than trying to force a solution. In a study that tracked different patterns of internal thought, researchers concluded that mind wandering is important and good for us. It seems that this cognitive process leads to new ideas. By just hammering away at something steadfastly, you may be overlooking all sorts of information, but freely associating can enable your mind to flit from memories to something you read and then back to something you imagine. In other words, daydreaming can lead you down a sort of magical yellow brick road to insights. These insights may help you solve your problems. So, if you're stumped by a problem, instead of trying harder to solve it, try the opposite. Daydream, and then daydream even more. Thank you. While it might sound unusual, letting our thoughts drift can help us solve problems when focusing on them doesn't work. If you've ever noticed, children's minds wander constantly. It's no secret that the young daydream a lot. Yet, having your head in the clouds, as some people describe daydreaming, turns out to be more than a simple or diversionary pastime. What's happening in your brain while daydreaming is pretty sophisticated. As your mind wanders, you're using diverse aspects of your brain. Both the brain's executive problem-solving network and creativity network are working simultaneously. As we activate these different brain areas, we can access information that might have been previously out of reach or dormant. Therefore, boredom or idleness serves a great purpose. It inspires us to daydream, which forges important connections across our brains. You might be still questioning, how can meandering thoughts help you reach your goals? Well, these stray thoughts are indeed unguided, but research reveals that they're often motivated by the goals we have. Athletes and performers sometimes use purposeful daydreaming to practice before a game or performance. This method rewires their brains for success. It's like practicing mentally rather than physically for an outcome you desire. This kind of structured daydreaming or imagining is popular in sports psychology. While a fantasy-based daydream, like morphing into a superhero, might end up disappointing or frustrating you because it's too far-fetched, a structured daydream is more realistic. It invites you to think through steps you'd take, ways to stay motivated, and how to overcome obstacles. Daydreaming is correlated with higher levels of creativity. This is due, at least in part, to both using similar cognitive processes and sharing common brain functions. Ready for a little balance? Daydreaming can be a wonderful escape and a source of creativity, but like most things, it does have its downside when it becomes excessive or unchecked. So, here are some of the negative effects of daydreaming, just to give a little more balance. Number one, we've talked about it before, procrastination and lack of productivity. When daydreaming consumes too much of your time, it can distract you from tasks that need your attention. You might find yourself stuck in a loop of what could be instead of focusing on what needs to be done. Number two, difficulty staying present. Excessive daydreaming can pull you away from the present moment, making it hard to engage with what's happening around you. This can lead to missed opportunities, strained relationships, or lack of awareness in important situations. Again, this is when it becomes too much daydreaming, okay? Number three, unrealistic expectations. If your daydreams revolve around idealized scenarios that are far removed from reality, it can lead to disappointment. Constantly imagining a perfect life can make your current reality feel less satisfying. Number four, emotional escapism. Daydreaming can become a coping mechanism to avoid dealing with real-life problems or emotions. While it may provide temporary relief, it prevents you from addressing the root causes of stress, anxiety, or unhappiness. Number five, maladaptive daydreaming. In extreme cases, some individuals may experience maladaptive daydreaming, a condition where vivid, compulsive daydreaming interferes with your daily life. This can lead to social withdrawal, neglect of responsibilities, and difficulty distinguishing between fantasy and reality. Number six, mental fatigue. Spending too much mental energy on daydreaming can leave you feeling mentally drained as your brain is working hard to create detailed and imaginative scenarios. Number seven, risk of stagnation. Daydreaming can give you the illusion of progress. You might feel satisfied imagining a successful future without actually taking the steps needed to make it happen, leaving you stuck in place. Number eight, social consequences. If you're frequently lost in thought, others might perceive you as distracted, disengaged, or even rude. This can negatively impact your relationships both professionally and personally. Now, you may be like me, where you go back and forth from daydreaming to visualization. Like maybe you're working on your goals and you're really visualizing success, and then all of a sudden you have this crazy daydream, or you just sort of check out and then, oops, gotta get back to it. So you get back to it. So how can you channel that? Well, turning your daydreams into productive visualization is a powerful way to channel your imagination into action-oriented goals. So, here are some tips to help you bridge that gap between unstructured dreaming and purposeful visualization. Number one, identify the core themes of your daydreams. Like, pay attention to the reoccurring ideas or fantasies in your daydreams. Are they about your career success? They could be about your creative pursuits, or personal achievements, or relationships. Recognizing these themes help you uncover what you truly value and desire, providing clarity for focused visualization. Number two, add structure and purpose. Shift from imagining random scenarios to visualizing specific goals. For example, instead of daydreaming about being successful, imagine yourself giving a presentation, launching a project, or achieving a milestone. Visualization works best when it's tied to tangible, actionable steps. This makes it easier to connect the dots between your dreams and your realities. Number three, engage all your senses. When visualizing, go beyond just mental images. Think about how it looks, sounds, feels, smells, and even tastes. For instance, if you're visualizing running a marathon, imagine the cheering crowd, the rhythm of your breathing, and the satisfaction of crossing the finish line. This works because engaging multiple senses makes the visualization more vivid and impactful, helping your brain process it as a real experience. Number four, set clear goals. Break your visualization into short-term and long-term goals. Instead of a vague dream like being rich, visualize yourself creating a budget, starting a side hustle, or investing wisely. Clear, measurable goals make your visualizations actionable and help you track progress over time. Number five, incorporate positive emotions. Focus on the emotions tied to achieving your goal, like joy, pride, or excitement. For example, imagine how proud you'd feel walking across the stage at graduation or presenting a successful project at work. Positive emotions reinforce your motivation and make your goals feel achievable. Number six, turn obstacles into opportunities. Visualize overcoming challenges. Imagine how you'll solve problems, stay resilient, and even grow from setbacks. This prepares your mind to tackle real-world obstacles with confidence and adaptability. Number seven, use journaling as a bridge. Write down your daydreams. Then analyze them for actionable ideas. Reframe them into clear, structured plans by listing what steps you need to take to make them real. This works because journaling brings clarity and transforms abstract thoughts into concrete strategies. So many times we have lots of different ideas swirling around our brain, and it isn't until we write it down in a logical order that we can really make sense of it all. Number eight, pair visualization with action. Follow your visualization with small, real-life steps. If you've visualized starting a new business, take action by researching, networking, or drafting a plan. Visualization without action is just dreaming. Pairing the two ensures your mental preparation translates into tangible progress. Number 9, make it a daily practice. Dedicate 5 to 10 minutes daily for purposeful visualization. Start your day by mentally rehearsing your goals and the steps you'll take to achieve them. Consistency strengthens your focus, rewires your brain for success, and keeps your goals top of mind. And number 10, stay grounded in reality. While it's important to dream big, make sure your visualizations are realistic and aligned with your current abilities and resources. Build up gradually towards bigger aspirations. Grounded visualizations prevent frustration and encourages sustainable growth. If you want to share Encouragementology with a friend who needs to know they're not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit Encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, harness the power of your mind by distinguishing between when to let it wander and when to focus it with intent. Embrace both daydreaming and visualization as tools to enrich your life and propel you.